This is something that has been somewhat expected, and the immediacy of it now, and maybe John explains all the tweets this morning as the president makes an important announcement. I'll let you pick it up.
Set to make an announcement, he's to announce an executive action on the census, but doesn't really offer any details on this. So let's just cross and across the Bloomberg. The president to announce executive action on the census, but no details right now. The details of this unclear, Tom.
He's talking about a social media summit in previous tweets this morning in the Rose Garden, setting up, I believe, a census and another topic that escapes me right now. Citizenship. Thank you, Colin. And there is the important headline moments ago. Again, the president, and it doesn't say, you know, it says executive action. I'm not sure what that means. On sentence, details unclear. We are fortunate that there's someone that we can rip up the script with, and that would be Jack Fitzpatrick in Washington. Jack, who supports President Trump and his request that citizenship be part of our census this time around?
Asking around on Capitol Hill, virtually all of the Republican Party has stood behind Trump trying to add the citizenship question to the 2020 census. It's Democrats who are fighting that, saying it could suppress turnout in area with more non-citizens. Obviously, the X factor, though, is the Supreme Court, and we'll have to see what Trump announces exactly to see if this addresses their previous instructions about their arguments for the legality of it.
To you and our grizzled legal pros like Greg Storr, because of the timeliness of a 2020 date, is this all expedited? I mean, is this the kind of issue like Bush v. Gore where it all happens in 4 weeks through the process?
It is going to have to happen very quickly because they are supposed to be finished printing this the form for the census this fall. Trump did mention somewhat vaguely recently the possibility that they could print a separate add-on, and then if they get the go-ahead in some different capacity from the Supreme Court, then they could save time by just attaching that. That may be something to look for in this announcement, but it is really a late date to be going back and forth on whether this question will be in the survey.
Jack, can you give us a bit more visibility on the Democrats' opposition to this citizenship question? Suppressing non-U.S. citizens, is this about suppressing non-U.S. citizens or suppressing illegal immigration and illegal immigrants that may be in some of those jurisdictions?
The concern from Democrats is that fewer people would respond to it, particularly if they are not citizens. If you look up the directions in the constitutional and the legal directions for how redistricting is supposed to go and how the census is supposed to go, they are supposed to count everyone in the country, including non-citizens. And reapportionment and redistricting is not done just around citizens or the voting population. It is done around the entire population. So the concern is that places, very, very diverse places with more non-citizens, probably New York, L.A., would lose out because of that.
Since we spent time on this, Jack, we've missed the discussion of a debt deficit debate. Quickly here, give us the timeline for Speaker Pelosi to engage the debt ceiling debate. Is it into August, or do we wait for September for political festivities and fireworks?
They have a tendency of waiting as long as possible.
Sure.
The problem is that the sort of blurry deadline may be sometime in early September, but the House isn't supposed to come back from August recess until a week into September. That leaves very, very little time to take care of the debt ceiling. This is also tied up with spending negotiations, which isn't easy to just snap their fingers and take care of. So there are some warnings from Republicans and groups like the Bipartisan Policy Center saying they should get this done before they leave.
Yeah, good luck with that. Jack Fitzpatrick, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.